In Moscow today, trial begins for Igor Sutyagin. The academic researcher is accused of collaborating with Western intelligence services. Human rights groups have labeled the prosecution of Sutyagin a witch hunt. They say the charges against him were fabricated and a sign of the reassertiveness of Russia's domestic intelligence services. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow that this is the first Russian espionage case to be heard by a jury.
Until 4 years ago, Igor Sutyagin was a strategic arms researcher at the Russian Academy of Sciences USA Canada Institute. Pavel Podvig of the Moscow Center for Arms Control worked closely with Sutyagin. Podvig says Sutyagin never had a security clearance, and he calls the charges against him ridiculous.
Everything that Igor did was science. I mean, there was nothing there other than just science, just going to various publications, trying to find information, sort of comparing things, analyzing them.
Sutyagin says all the materials he analyzed were open, public, and not classified. Like many underpaid Russian academics, he wrote analytical papers for foreign think tanks to make ends meet. The arrest of Sutyagin is one of several cases over the past few years launched by the FSB Domestic Security Service, the successor to the Soviet KGB, against academics, environmentalists, and journalists. One military reporter, Grigory Pasko, was sent to prison for writing about alleged nuclear waste dumping by the Russian Navy in the Sea of Japan. Human rights groups have spoken of a new wave of spy mania sweeping Russia. Some people attribute the trend to President Vladimir Putin, himself a former intelligence agent. But Pavel Podvig says the security services are simply reverting to old habits.
The FSB, they were trained to look for spies everywhere. They have this mindset, which hasn't really changed from the Soviet times.
Igor Sutyagin has already been tried once before without a jury. The first trial ended with no conviction. The judge said the charges were so flimsy as to be incomprehensible. Boris Kuznetsov is one of Russia's most highly regarded defense lawyers. He's heading Sutyagin's defense team on a pro bono basis.
Sutyagin didn't understand even what he was being charged with. Neither did the prosecutor nor the judge. But the judge didn't have the courage to acquit him.
Instead of acquitting Sutyagin, the judge told the FSB to prepare a new case. Most of the old charges have been dropped. The one charge remaining has kept him behind bars, that Sutyagin collaborated with a British firm called Alternative Futures. The FSB alleges the company had ties to foreign intelligence services. Sutyagin says he's unaware of any such link between Alternative Futures and foreign spies. Lawyer Boris Kuznetsov says that in any case, the charge is still groundless, since Sutyagin used only open sources to compile analytical reports for the firm. Kuznetsov says Sutyagin refused overtures from the FSB offering to release him with a suspended sentence in exchange for a guilty plea to the lone remaining charge.
We're no longer talking about whether or not Sutyagin is guilty or not. Everyone knows he is innocent. Now the FSB is only trying to save face.
As part of Russian legal reforms, those accused of high crimes like espionage are now entitled to jury trials. Sutyagin's begins today, though it will still be closed to the press and spectators. Former Moscow judge Igor Pashin says since jury trials are so new in Russia, there's no guarantee Sutyagin will get a fair hearing this time. A lot depends on the judge involved. In Russia, juries tend to rely heavily on the judge for guidance, Pashin says. The judge could easily manipulate the jury if he wanted to. Pashin calls the Sutyagin case an embarrassment to the Russian justice system. And even if Sutyagin wins his freedom, people like strategic arms analyst Pavel Podvig say that by needlessly prosecuting academics, the FSB security service has already helped quash healthy and necessary debate on defense matters.
What we've lost really a professional public discussion on military matters. And, I mean, I've been in this business for some time, and I just see that the quality of decisions, the quality of discussion is fairly low these days.
Podvig says that far from safeguarding it, the overzealousness of the Russian FSB has contributed to a weakening of the country's national security. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.